enclosures that, that chickens live in.
Mm, coop, or a chicken coop, or a pen.
Right.
A hen house.
Right, that would be exclusive.
Chicken house.
Right, because it's a hen house, it's exclusively for hens.
Yeah.
How about a bone that kids like to,
pony bone.
Alright, now what's the, what's supposed to happen before you go?
See, the shortest one gets married first and the longest one gets his wish.
Alright.
I believe that's the
one. Okay, that's good. What about the, edible insides of a hog or a cow?
The loins?
Well, I'm thinking of not, I'm thinking more of the inside of the, is that making a noise?
Yeah.
Keep that down a little bit. No, I'm thinking more of,
not the outer.
Well, now you know that some things, when you eat part of the chicken, the inside of the chicken, what do you eat?
Oh, you eat the gizzard and the liver and the...
What about things like that in a hog or a hog or
oh, you eat the, they got hog brains, livers, leaf livers.
How about the lungs?
They don't eat those around here. Speaking of the lungs, they've got a law now that they can't eat them anymore.
Good.
Yeah, heard it on the radio today.
They used to call it white, right?
Mm-hmm. And radio now for maintenance and stuff like that anymore, I think. I believe that's what he's talking about when he says.
What about eating the intestines of a chicken or a hog?
They may, I don't know, I've never heard of it before, I mean.
Your chitlins?
Yeah. Now, I didn't know what they were, but...
Have you eaten chitlins?
No. Now, I've heard of them, but I've never, chitlins, but I've never eaten any of them.
Right.
So I didn't really know what they were for now.
Okay. The time animals are given their food, we call it what?
Feeding.
Yeah, it's called feeding.
Feeding time.
Yeah. Right. How have you ever heard anybody call cows to into the pasture?
No.
You have any idea what they say to them?
No, I wouldn't.
How about calling, cows?
And they call them by name, some of them do.
Right. How about them getting to stand still during milking?
I wouldn't know.
Or calls to calves?
No.
Calls to mules or horses to make them go left and right?
Let's see, the turn to the left, no, the right. G and the left is home.
Right. Now how about calls to horses to get into the pasture? You think maybe
no.
How are you a horse?
No.
About to get a horse started?
Get it up.
How about the after
he's
going to the
original
pasture?
Call the pig. Three. Call the
sheep. No, that was the
chicken.
Call the chicken.
I don't really know. I never have.
You gotta feed the chicken. You come around and say, yeah, you can say
I'm supposed to say, here you are. Come and get it.
Alright. If you were going to take a horse out, you say now, before you take the horse out, you've got to put on the what? You want to what the horse?
Saddling.
You know,
bridle.
If you're going to hook the horse up to a wagon or something.
Hitch him up to the wagon.
And the things things you hold when you're riding on a wagon.
The reins.
And the things you put your feet in.
The stirrups.
Now, would you call them reins if you were plowing too? I don't suppose you were plowing with it.
No. Yeah. Call them reins.
Yeah, but you know what you call a horse plowing, the horse on the left? Or a horse that walks in the furrow?
No.
If something isn't far from here, I ask you, how far is it to raise those? You say, oh, it's just a little.
Just a little ways down the road.